Module 10 Scenarios of Dealing with a Difficult Customer. In order to handle certain types of scenarios when dealing with difficult customers, it's important to have a strategy in place before you find yourself in that situation. By engaging in role-playing beforehand, you can practice what strategies you would employ and how to best implement them. Angry customer. Consider the following scenario. You work at an internet service provider firm. A road construction crew accidentally cut a cable that allows your company to provide internet connections for your company. You have not been given a timetable on when this should be fixed. A customer calls the helpline and gets you. He's angry because his business relies upon the internet. Each hour the internet is down means a loss of revenue for his business. When you tell him you don't have an estimated time for a fix, he begins to shout at you. Explore how you would address this customer's issues. What kind of alternative solutions could you provide? What kinds of strategies would you use to de-escalate the situation? Rude customer. Here's a scenario where you would have to deal with a customer who is being rude and abusive. You work as a customer service representative at a call center for a company that makes exercise equipment. A customer calls in complaining that her treadmill motor is smoking. She has called in previously and was informed that her warranty has been voided because she did not follow the maintenance instructions in the handbook for her machine. She is upset because no one ever told her about maintenance when she bought the machine. She starts calling you a crook for robbing her and continues to call you names, including some we can't print. Explore what steps you would take in the situation to remain calm and relaxed. How would you go about de-escalating the situation? How do you avoid correcting the customer and putting her on the defensive? If it became absolutely necessary, how would you phrase a warning to refrain from personal attacks? A customer from another culture. You are a customer service representative who is dealing with a customer over the phone who has a thick accent. His culture values haggling and deal-making. When you suggest a possible solution, he automatically discounts it. What strategies would you employ to make sure you can understand the customer? If you realize the customer is trying to haggle with you, but you are only authorized to allow so much as a solution, what strategies would you employ to address this cultural difference? An impossible-to-please customer. You work for a cell phone company that is experiencing an outage in a specific area of town. A customer calls in to complain. She has a sick mother and needs her phone to work so she can contact emergency services. When you ask her what solution she is looking for, she replies that she needs her phone to work right now and she wants your company to pay for her service for the next year. How would you express empathy with this customer? While the scenario appears unsolvable, what alternatives could you offer to help this difficult-to-please customer? What would you do if the customer demands to speak to the CEO of your company? Case study. Sue walked into the office for her electric company and asked for some assistance. She had a thick Chinese accent that made it difficult to understand her. Amy, the customer service representative, repeated back what she heard Sue say to make sure that she understood her. Sue's bill showed that she hadn't paid her previous month's bill, but Sue insisted that she had, and showed Amy the bank statement that showed her check had been processed. Amy knew that she could not credit the bill, but would have to send the issue onto her billing department for further research. When she informed Sue of the situation and asked if this was an acceptable solution, Sue frowned but said yes. Amy recognized the disagreement between Sue's body language and her verbal statement. Amy said, "What if I call you in 2 days so that I can give our billing department a chance to review the situation? But this way I can let you know where things are at without you having to come back to our office." Sue smiled and shook her head yes. She told Amy she appreciated her for taking responsibility for the problem.